From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. The tech industry grappled with some big moral issues this week. First, you had the fiasco around the former Google engineer who penned a manifesto riddled with sexism. You also had an email published in the New York Times where Netflix CEO Reed Hastings wrote to PayPal founder and Trump tech advisor Peter Thiel and said his support of the president was catastrophically bad judgment. Oh, and then there's the story of Airbnb. BuzzFeed reports that Airbnb is deactivating accounts of users planning to attend a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Professor Dana Fisher studies individual and corporate activism at the University of Maryland. We're going to talk to her about this. Dana, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
First question, I guess, is can Airbnb do this?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding is that companies can deactivate accounts for a whole series of reasons. And my understanding is that Airbnb has a specific, I believe it's something called like a community profile that everybody who is part of the Airbnb community has to follow. And the profile says that people will honor people of all colors, creeds, backgrounds, orientations, etc.
So is it good for business to make these political stands?
That's what we would call an empirical question. I mean, I know there's been this very large grab your wallet type campaigns, which have been targeting specific companies and asking people not to purchase from those companies. Nordstrom was hit with one of these grab your wallet campaigns. And initially there were reports that purchases went down and then went way back up because a lot of what was rumored to be Trump supporters came out and started purchasing products to balance it out. So I'm not sure the degree to which this is a successful way of doing business if the idea is to make a profit. However, having these ideals and promoting an ideologically driven corporation, I think that it will resonate with a lot of people who are Airbnb supporters, Airbnb clients.
We hear these conversations about how, as a consumer, you can use your wallet to support the things that you believe in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on a large scale, as we see things like this, does that mean that there's a company side to this too that might change the landscape of consumerism long term?
Originally, we thought about boycotts. And as a social scientist, we've been studying boycotts since at least the civil rights movement. And in this day and age, I think we're seeing the flip side of that, where corporations are coming out and they're starting to take a stand based on their ideology as well. And Airbnb is just doing something, I think, from reading what they were willing to say publicly. I mean, I think my guess is that that decision to deactivate those accounts was not made to gain consumers and to gain money. I think it was based on, you know, having strong beliefs about taking a stand about hate.
Dana Fisher, she's professor of sociology at the University of Maryland. Dana, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ben.